Talk of the Town, everybody. I'm Doug with Renee. It's 8:51 in the morning. It is November 25th, 2015, and we're going to go straight back to the Talk of the Town hotline. We've got Dr. Deanna Brown on the line, and yeah, that's what I tell people. There's a message in the bottle. If you don't like it, get out! I'm providing the food for you. You didn't bring anything but a stupid little macaroni dish. You don't like it, get out of here.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Doug.
What?
Welcome back, everybody.
It's true.
Soon Talk of the Town.
Like a 50-cent macaroni and cheese from Kroger is really going to make it great at the Thanksgiving dinner. What?
Okay. Let's see. We are joined by Dr. Deanna Brand. And go to inlawsos.com.
Right. And check out
her website, her books. She is an award-winning clinical psychotherapist.
Right.
And author. The latest is Reluctantly Related Revisited. And we're talking about how to have some peaceful coexistence with your in-laws. Or any family member, really and truly, this holiday season. And you were giving us some tips. And obviously, politics is a big no-no.
Unless
you know you're all on the same page.
Giving dogs whipped cream is a big no-no.
Yes. And
I'm doing it again tomorrow.
And that you also said that a lot of times in-laws, you know, they are what they are. And the best thing to do is pretty much ignore them, that it's not personal when they attack you. That's just how they are. So now what about the person, say, who might be a little bit paranoid? I mean, say the daughter-in-law or the son-in-law who might be a little bit paranoid, you know, and just for whatever reason, they think their in-laws don't like them, but that's not really the case. You know?
Yeah, that's really tough because, you know, you're constantly trying to help them see that they're okay and that you're okay with them, and they don't, for whatever reason, don't want to see that. So the best thing to do in that is to think of them in terms of someone who is more of a friend, and really think about if you had a stranger coming over for the holiday, how would you treat them?
Oh, I'd shoot them.
So you would go overboard in being very pleasant with them and very, you know, accommodating to them and very kind to them because they are uncomfortable. And you think about this person,
right,
who is, let's say, paranoid towards the family. They're very scared. They're very uncomfortable. They don't feel comfortable in their own skin. And they're kind of putting that off onto the family. So if you work extra hard to really engage with them and be kind to them, as if they were a total stranger and you brought them into your family for the holiday.
Okay, that's some great advice. Now, what about the person you just can't please? Okay, you know,
you ignore them.
They come every year. They always find fault with whatever it is you cook. And, you know, like they're that type of mother-in-law, say, that says, well, you know, if I were you, I would cook it this way. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't add sage. You didn't put sage. Where's the sage in the dressing? You know, they find fault with everything that you prepare. What do you say to this negative person? How do you treat this negative person, this negative influence trying to ruin your holiday?
You squirt whipped cream in their face.
Well, that would be one option, I think.
Okay.
But that probably wouldn't be the first choice.
Okay.
Probably what I would do in that situation is, again, this is someone that you're not going to turn them around as far as suddenly being pleasant. They're just not going to. So this is a time to either ignore what they say, just kind of pretend like they didn't say it and move on, or just say, you're right, I didn't put sage in it, and move on. I think what we have a tendency of wanting to explain ourselves or defend ourselves.
Yes.
And with someone like that, you can't, there's no point in doing it. You know, there's nothing to defend. You didn't do anything wrong, number
right.
one.
Right.
And, you know, they're just trying to make you feel bad because probably, you know, there's some jealousy or, you know, you've taken over the role of cooking the dinner and the mother-in-law no longer is doing it, so there's some competitive stuff going on there. So, you know, again, don't explain yourself. Don't defend. Just say, you're right, I didn't put it in, and just move on. You know, just don't even get into it.
Actually, I see what you say. So, in other words, if you don't engage them, you've won the battle.
Yeah, because
exactly.
Right?
They
exactly.
might
right.
want to be engaging you.
Yeah.
They might
yes.
enjoy getting a rise out of you. There are people
yes.
like that.
Yes, they like that. They like that. I can get to her. I can. I have impact on her. I can affect her.
Yeah, it's a sense. It's a power thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people get together over the holidays for a lot of reasons, and of course, family. You know, family getting together is so important in our lives. If you've got any advice you want to give us, we only got a minute or so left here. What's the best advice for people getting together at Thanksgiving with their family, whether it's mothers-in-laws, sons-in-laws, daughters-in-laws? How do we get through Thanksgiving and make it a memorable, wonderful, special day?
Yeah, when there's somebody there that you just can't stand.
Yeah.
Well, I think the first thing is to remember that it's just one day. You know, you're going to get through one day. But also remember that there are people who don't have families, and you
That's
need to
point.
Appreciate the fact that, you know, your family is intact. As crazy as they may be, as much as they drive you crazy, mm-hmm. at least you have an intact family. And that's something to really appreciate, because as years go by, your family dynamic will change. People will be dying and people may be divorcing, whatever. So things may change in your life as time goes on. And so you kind of need to be in the moment and appreciate that moment.
Well said, my friend.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for the wonderful advice.
And by the way,
everybody, go to sosinlaw.com.
She's got a good sense of humor.
Yes, you do.
You can put up with me.
You have to in in-law
land. Yeah, I guess so. That's why
I have. La La Land.
That's why I why I have a dog. I don't have to worry about it.
Okay. So, all right.
Hey, look, we'd love to have you back on again, so maybe you can stop
Thank
some
you.
Of this dysfunction in
yes,
my life.
And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Hey, one quick question: is it proper at Thanksgiving to hit your in-laws up for money?
No.
Oh darn! I can't win.
Wait till Friday.
Okay, wait till Friday, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to pass a collection plate.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Dr.
Fran, thank
My
you
pleasure.
So much.
All right.
Have a good holiday.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
In-law, SOS.
There you
wow.
go. Check it out.
Okay.
That was cool.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, Doug.
What?
I do want to let everybody know. We are going to be off tomorrow and Friday. Doug Steffens is going to be filling in for you and I Thursday and Friday. We're taking a couple of much-needed days off. But I just wish everybody a very safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.
You got that right.
And I hope that everybody is just, you know, blessed with family.
Well, and remember
and
what she said. We're blessed to have our families together, because there's a lot of people out there that don't.
I mean, know.
Think about the people that don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving.
And if you don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving, you know what? I'm sure
go to my house.
Doug will make room.
Just don't bring a 50-cent box of macaroni and cheese and expect any love. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, don't come without a steak, right?
No, actually, all you have to do with me is come with a couple of Keystone Lights, 24-ounce Keystone Lights, and you can have the run of the house.
Okay. All right. Now, also, Doug, you won't have your Spirit of Racing show this
Saturday. No Spirit of Racing show
That's
this
right.
weekend.
Georgia Tech football.
Too many great football games this weekend, and Georgia Tech and Georgia comes on at noon with the pregame show at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And please listen to it right here on WZO, 1230 AM. They do a wonderful job announcing this game. And remember what happened last year? It was one of the best football games of the year. Georgia Tech won it in overtime, and so right now Georgia Tech rules the roost. It could be a great game, because neither one of these teams are very good. And South Carolina is going to get destroyed, so just get ready for it.
Okay, now I will bet you a Crystal Burger that Carolina wins.